Hey, how y'all doing? It's episode 7, Toxic Thursdays. We here. Click the link to join. It is Thursday, November 10th, 2022. We are here live with Toxic Thursdays. Sentiments with Star. Let's go.
She can't help it, she's so thick, and I can't help it, I'm so rich. VVS diamonds, down on the bit. If you want to ball hard, then you got a grit. I can't help it, I'm rebellious, and I got them so hot, they melting. It's a blue suede suit like Elvis, and your bitch chose me because she felt it. She can't help it, when the real nigga in her presence. If you don't come and get your bride in a second, like a picture in the wall, I'ma nail it. And I'ma make sure that you see me, and I'ma make sure you gon' tell it. Getting so much cost about the realest, because real recognize who's another realest. The realest, I'ma go get it, so I go get it. I ain't clean with it, whole whip, kid it. Push it to the limit, money to the ceiling. You know I'm the realest, you know I'm a villain. So fuck all the critics and who get defended. I cannot help it that you want your feelings. I cannot help it, you got your opinion. I cannot help it, I got your attention. Stack money and getting riches. I can't help it.
Bitches selling ass, you know profit me the cash. Oh, you bitches real mad. I'm real, moving weight, flipping shit. All my tricks is off a lick.
Hey,
trickity trick. Got your bitch.
This one of my songs. You hear it?
Play pussy, good that way, bitch. Nigga, you felt that gray hair like that's your hair, right? Draco's on deck, bitch. Got license to drive, bitch.
Sliding late night,
straight gang shit, no cap, bitch. Had a run with that car shit. Sign my name, that hot shit. Don't fuck you hoes, period. Don't move you hoes, I'm serious. He got it out the mud. I can't help it. Bentley Swain, fuck me good. I can't help
it. What you think about that? What you think about that? Is your mic on? The volume breaking?
Yeah, can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Oh, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right,
now.
Cool.
I like it.
Did you make it? You didn't make the beat. Did you make the beat?
No. A guy from high school.
Okay.
Made the beat.
Okay.
So we have Akeem in here tonight. You calling from? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from South Carolina, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Yeah.
Got the Carolinas in the business, in the building. I don't have any speakers yet. You jumped right on.
I've got to show up. I got to show up and show out, right?
Hey, that's cool with me.
Yeah. But yeah, that song was banging.
Yeah. Okay. It's a little bit of my skills.
You got another one for us?
Yeah, it's like it's lagging a little bit.
Right.
You know why they playing? So what's on your mind? What type of
well, I was going to ask you. I want to find out whether I can find it on YouTube. What's the YouTube channel?
You say what?
Can I find a YouTube channel name? What's the name of the YouTube channel? Is it on YouTube or is it just
Toxic Thursdays?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's I'll send you the link.
I was gonna type it in and put it on the TV screen, but yeah, do that for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You should be able to type, it should come up as Toxic Thursday.
Let me, because that's such a common word, or it's like a little phrase. Maybe it might not. I'll check.
I'm sending you the link, and you could just send over to
okay. TV. Yeah, that'd be cool. Hold on, wait. Hold on a second. Should go over to my TVS to see how it goes. Copy from yo, slow fuck me, flights out the go. No time to play wife, no. It was straight trap flow. Let me talk about name. Think females dominate. 69 face to face until my juices desiccate. I was thinking about Cameron when he said he hit the west side looking for a bus down. Man, you know I had to slide.
My thing cut off too.
Oh, because what happened is if I try to enter the link through my phone, it has to disconnect this, and so it gave me some kind of an error message as I try to zap it over to the TV. So
my screen kind of went off and came back on. I don't know, it was weird. I don't think it should have affected me though, but it did.
Yeah,
but it still say the same.
I got a toxic subject Thursday question. Okay, this is a heavy subject because a lot of the guys are experiencing this, and this has to do with something that was touched on earlier. When women had to, you know, they have the custody of the child, and then they'll like prevent or kind of impede upon the pop or the father wanting to see the child, and they're not looking at how is it affecting the child. They're just looking at that they're mad at the father and that they want to try to, you know, punish him in some type of way. So like,
yeah.
Then you wonder when these kids go around, they start committing crimes. They don't have no kind of guidance from the father. And then they wind up in jail. You're like, well, how did this begin? Well, they need some kind of guidance. They need, you know, even if it's a firm hand, like from their pops or whatever. And I just think that's kind of toxic. Like, it's one thing to be mad at the person, whatever, but you're screwing up the future generation if you don't have some man in there with a firm hand. Not to say that a woman can't handle her business, because you can definitely chastise and raise a child, but it does help that a father could be there, you know what I mean? And it never should be, even if we're not talking about discipline, if we're just talking about love, the child could just need love. You know, what's your thought?
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Trying to get this thing to start here. I mean, sometimes I think they don't like evaluate the whole situation, and then we're saying every other kid is in jail, every kid is in trouble, and you know, we gotta do better as a community. Like, we gotta make sure that we realize it's bigger than just like a couple getting into some difficulties with their relationship, but we're raising the next generation. And when these kids had no kind of guidance, they go out there looking for fathers. They go to the corner, they find a father. They go wherever, they find somebody that's going, you know, supplement. And then I could go left.
I believe that the father's role is very important. I don't have no other way to put it. Like, I'm just not one of those mothers that believe, or, you know, I just think that if the relationship is not right between the parents, I think that he should still be there. The time is what is needed, not necessarily the funds. You know what I'm saying? Those lessons, like, it's a lot of stuff that I'm not a man. I couldn't teach my son. I can't give him lessons that a father would give him, or even another male figure. So I think that that's very important. And you can obviously tell what happens when it's absent. I mean, that's like self-explanatory, just as much as the mother is important. People had those issues, or they be damaged because they ain't had no daddy. They had those same issues and be damaged and bring that into relationships when they ain't had no mama either. Abandonment issues and stuff like that. Yeah, so.
Very true, very true. And the thing about it is, another part of that toxicity is they don't understand the importance of the relationship and the role of the father with the daughter. There's one thing to talk about the son, but even the daughter needs a certain amount of representation and raising in her life. And that's another thing. Because, like, they need to feel protected. You know, they need to feel love. They need to feel all those things that their father might do. And, you know, a lot of times we just hang on the son needing a daddy, but a lot of baby girls be needing their daddy too. And I feel like they don't really address that. That's one of those categories. They're like, oh, you know, that's just like to the side. But I think,
well, they probably come from their mama at home ratting the man out anyway, like he a nothing ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? That ain't. Right. I don't agree with that either. You know, bad talking the other parent in front of the child type of stuff. Like, that ain't right.
Facts.
And they grow up and they become the same person their mama was, and they got that same issue with their men, because we don't need no man no way.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
So right. They be just out there on the preaching like they're on a soapbox or something. They just, we don't need no man. And then in the quiet moments and the times where they lonely, they're like, ugh. I'm here by myself. I wish I had a man or whatever, right? It's just like, it's good to preach it like a gospel, like, oh yeah, we don't need no man. More power to the women, feminine movement and all that shit. But like, everything seems to turn back around full circle. Now some women be like wanting to go back home, like, oh, I don't think I really want to, you know, do with this movement shit. It's not working out. Like, I'm lonely. I ain't got no man. I ain't got nobody to raise my kid. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's something behind that. Toxic. I'm still trying to tap this in. I need to actually, let me go put on my glasses. Hold on, because that might help.
That might help out a lot.
I can see a lot better. Oh yeah, now we are on pop. Now, for years, I don't wear glasses for close up. I only wear it for like further away. So every time I look at the phone, I got to go up. And when I go away from the phone, I can go down. Toxic Tuesday. Okay, Toxic Tuesday.
No, it's Thursday, baby. It's Toxic Thursdays around
here. Yeah. Man, that's messed up. I literally was typing Toxic Tuesday. All right, so now I see why nothing was coming up. I got you, Toxic Thursday. So what else is out there? What else is toxic? What else is a toxic thing going on? I think the whole thing with how social media has been really
super. Yeah, all that ties in. All of that ties in into the until the Jews wanted to take the black man out the house. It's all Farrakhan spoke this morning. He had something to say to Kyrie Irving and I'll drop the link.
I seen that in Clubhouse. There was something.
I'll be on Clubhouse. I got a Clubhouse.
Oh, you do?
Well, yeah, I don't be in that though no more. Why, it was I don't know. It just kind of died off shortly after it started to me. Yeah,
now they got houses and all that, and I've got a house, but I don't know what the heck for. It's like, it seemed like just another way to keep people preoccupied, like you're starting over.
Hey, now we got Jay in the building. So, she's an artist from Chicago. Oh, hey. You know what that's? Yeah, you work with artists too. That's cool.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Okay, they got a bunch of them that say Toxic Thursday. Oh wait, that's you right there. A trolling dolls? Nope, that's something else.
I sent you the
Yeah, but I can't use the link on my phone because then it won't. Yeah. Is it say open planet?
Star. Hey. She muted her mic. you gotta type in sentiments with star. Let me see what you can go to get straight to it. Okay. It should have been just Toxic Thursdays with an S at the end of Thursday.
Okay, let me try that. I didn't put the S. That might be it. I might have to add the S. Let's just see how that goes. Okay. Put an S.
I thought that was a drink. Some water.
We got to get some drinks up in this piece. Let me see.
Hey. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
You hear me? I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? I can hear you. You can hear her, right? Oh, wait.
Yeah, I can hear her.
You got to unmute your mic. You muted your mic. Can you hear now?
No.
That sound good, man.
I can hear. Okay. You got it now.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm over here with my brother.
Hmm. Wow, you were surprised. There's so many.
Okay, tell me your YouTube channel. I can subscribe to you. Maybe you can find me that way.
It's WPKB Media Network. And Media Network is two words.
Oh, spaces between there.
Yeah, WPKB is the space.
WEKB?
Media. No, PKB. Network.
Oh.
Media Network. I'm in a suit. Let's see. Yeah, WPKB Media Network. Yep, that's it.
Oh, yep, I got you. I just subscribed. Hopefully you can see it.
I'm trying to see. Oh, so then if you subscribe, I'd be able to like connect with you that way. Let's see how that goes.
So we was having a conversation about how important the importance of having the father in the household, the benefits and what benefits, you know, aren't.
The good.
I'm over here with two fathers right now.
Oh, fathers, come join, sirs, misters.
They doing Mr. something. What I'm doing something with the son, what I'm doing something with. Yeah. Fathers.
Yeah.
You want to just recap what you were saying, Akeem?
Sure. well, we started by talking about the importance of the fathers when it comes to the sons. And we spoke a little bit about how we're, you know, in our community, we got a lot going on. And basically, the sons are left to kind of fend for themselves. They're trying to figure it out when it comes to being a man. And when you don't have that kind of support, as far as the men teaching them, you know, boys how to be men, they tend to go out and find them, you know, their role models or whatever in the street or wherever it is they're going to go look for it. And that can lead to some trouble. So then we have a lot of kids getting incarcerated and a lot of stuff going on. I say we have to do better as a community because, you know, they need those men, you know, to guide them and teach them the right way. I mean, it doesn't. We don't take nothing away from the mothers who have done a sensational job, but it's really the duty of the father to make sure he show up and, you know, at the same time, make sure the mother will allow him to do his duty and, you know, don't try to get in the way and impede upon what he needs to, you know, to do for the child. And then the summary to that was, the flip side to that was that daughters need, they father, you know what I mean? They neglect that relationship. Sometimes folks don't even think about that relationship, but a daddy's girl is always going to be, you know, needing her father and needing him to protect her and all that good stuff. And that was the other side of the coin, like the ability to have somebody there for your, you know, for the daughter. So that's where we left off.
Right.
Yeah. So what's your word on it, if you want to speak on it? I guess if you want to, you know, add in or whatever.
I don't know. I think they might be having a private conversation back there.
Yeah, I don't.
Did you want to say something? So. Did you want to talk, Alize? Did you want to say something?
I just was going to say it's important to have a father in the home. It is important. But, like, it's really important to have both parents. And it's important to have the father. You know, the mama is like the foundation or whatever. The father is equally important. Certain things that the father got to do with his daughter, certain things that the father got to do with his son. It's just, you know, they need that balance. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think the community is talking enough about it. We just keep dealing with the after effect of massive incarceration, and we dealing with the after effect of all of that. I mean, but we got to get out in front of the game, you know. Instead of talking about the massive incarceration, we need to talk about how we can keep them from getting incarcerated. And that, you know, exactly. we got to lead the way. So, that's the thing, you know. I don't think we're putting enough emphasis on the other side. So with those relationships between the parents, you know, you might not get along with your quote-unquote baby's father, but you have to look at the bigger picture. You got to put that to the side and think about how this child going to turn out, you know. So that's what I look at. How this child going to turn out.
So it definitely affects them. Whoever, whatever situation it is, it definitely takes a toll on it. Trying to copy.
And even with the daughters, they end up with these no good stepfathers, and then they get to doing what they're doing, touching and all this kind of stuff. Now you got another parameter of complications. You feel what I'm saying? And even that definitely ain't getting addressed enough. Again, that's damaging their mindset. That's damaging how they're gonna relate to men. They might hate men after that. They could, you know, get all promiscuous after that. Anything could happen with that situation. So that's a whole community conversation that ain't even being had.
And it all ties back into what they allowing to be shown on TV with the social media. Back to the Jews. They controlling everything we see, we hear, and it's up to us to either let your kids take victim to it or not.
I'm still trying to find, yes, I'm talking to you. Don't think I'm off of it, but I'm trying to use the account. How do I?
I can't even find my stream anymore. That's crazy.
It's just crazy. I can't figure out, even when I'm on this page, where I gotta go. Maybe I have to go here. Let me see. I think I got an idea. Because I was able to do it on like the Kendra G show, so I figured I should be able.
Probably because she'd have been searched a lot, but should have just came up. I don't know.
Let's see.
Zay, you cool? Because I know you ain't drunk, but you giving me drunk vibes.
What? She keep that looking one. To the left. I thought she had company or something. That's why
I
just...
I know. That's what I see.
I was like, I couldn't figure. I'm
just real, like, fellowship.
No, tempo on that.
Yeah, real fellowship.
Send the energy this way. Send the energy this way.
Bro, said tell you hi.
Who is it? Hey, how you doing?
Look, he go over there.
Oh.
All right, so let me see. History. No, that's not it. And that's a shame.
Leo, bro. You heard me stop.
You said Leo.
Leo, bro.
Oh, hey.
I'm gonna try to type.
Hey, his playing sound better than yours, man.
So
I bet he got a better playlist than his daddy over here. He just said, "Play, we playing songs. Maybe picking good songs."
Why
his
is
daddy
breaking
just
up?
Picked
is
that- a terrible song.
I don't know who Wi-Fi it is. Let me try to fix this. What's going on?
Hey, listen, your channel is called Toxic Thursday, but that's the only words part of the channel.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. You know what? I gotta try this link. Try this right here.
I can't do it on the phone though. That's what I'm saying. Oh, you know
I
what?
Know.
Hold on. I have another phone, but it ain't charged up. Shit. I can't. Let me see. If I could use that phone, then I'll be able to do whatever you're saying. Hold on.
So, we need something else other than the fathers. What are we talking about?
This your little podcast?
Hey, who was that? Motherfucker jumped in and jumped out. They weird.
Man, I got all these crumbs.
I think I know who that was too. I kind of seen like just the tip of their head.
They playing music. That's why I can't watch shit on mute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, once I get this phone charged up, then I can use it to figure this out. I need another phone, though. This phone messed up. Not this iPhone, but this broken one. We got another subject?
That's what I just said. What else are we talking about?
Oh. I mean, I thought maybe I had something.
Oh no, we didn't continue the conversation. They playing music in her background, so you know they
right.
Knock me right. Off for that petty shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know what else we was talking about. Other than the father.
New topic, or what's up? Let me see. Maybe she got something. She probably has something.
I think it's gonna throw me off though if I try to swap it out. Mm. Somebody had just jumped in and they jumped right back out too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was trying to see if they were gonna come back or not, but I guess not. Mm. It's cool. It's cool.
You know what I'm gonna try to do? Like I said, my thing is, I like I had a lot of people on Facebook before I started doing on social media. Like Facebook was like where everything started for me, and so I probably go live with the Facebook and try to like springboard from that and go from that to the Instagram.
Well, I was doing it on Facebook at first, but they kept cutting,
censoring. Because of music, right?
No. One of my videos is gone, and I don't even know why.
Man, like they just flagged me today. They flagged me today because I said, I'm about to run all over you, niggas, not ers, like a running back, and then I get a flag. I'm like, what's the deal? I guess maybe it was an N word, whatever they want to say, something like that. So yeah.
I be seeing all of the content. My page always in warning state. So,
yep, that's what happened today for me. I was surprised. I wasn't even thinking of that. I was like, really? It just doesn't seem like I would get a flag for that. I said, well, maybe I misunderstood what I was saying. I wasn't going to really run over nobody. I was saying it
fitting. I'm going to have really bad Wi-Fi tonight. That's a mess.
I mean, you're clear. What you mean? Like, you don't have it good on your end? Because it seems good over here.
Oh, it sounds like it's steady skipping to me. Like, you going in and out.
Oh, really? Hmm. That's crazy. Yeah. You're clear as a bell. Yes, I mean, I can hear you. It's thorough.
Maybe it's just me.
It could be just your side, yeah, because I'm okay over here. I don't have nothing.
Yeah, it's just me. So, what else is bothering you guys? Can we get some ghetto therapy tonight? You know, a lot of stuff be bothering me.
Ghetto therapy. I don't know. I can't hide
you. Oh yeah, let me see what happened to you ain't even gonna be able to get it on there tonight.
I'm figuring, right? Cause like I'm typing toxic Thursdays. Okay, I've got that in. Is there any way I should put like your name or something that would add to that search, like in that right there?
I'm gonna look at it right now. It's a
I can add any. Don't you have your name or something in it?
Oh, it's at Toxic Thursdays. It ain't nothing else. Or you can type in sentiments with star.
I will try that. I'll try that. That might come up.
Yeah, that might come up.
Because once I get it in and it goes in my history, I won't have to do it no more. It just
right. Becomes history. Type that in and see if that come up.
Oh. Now, once I hit this, I'm going to make a funny sound. I'm going to leave out. You want me? I might end up going out. We'll see. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. Okay, I can stay in. Cool. I'm going to try that. And actually, I can use my other phone too. If I get once my other phone starts up, I can zap it off that phone and I'm good to go. I should be anyway. So, we got any other topics, toxic topics you guys got off top of your head? Something get off your chest? Sentiments.
Zay, did you watch the speech this morning from Farrakhan? No. I know don't nobody be on it but me.
You asking me or her?
Nah, I was asking her, did she watch it? I think I got the link right here.
Yeah, I seen
it. About that man that they said chopped them people arms off out west. Oh, he don't even look like he did it.
Yeah, I saw, man, since they brought that Jeffrey Dahmer thing out, it's been a lot of people. It's been a lot of people cutting people up.
Ain't that crazy?
It's been three people in Chicago that's been disassembled people's bodies, killed them and had they. Yeah, crazy, right?
Very crazy.
That's how you know the devil is a lie.
My goodness. Totally, that's crazy.
That's how you know.
It's like they say copycats.
Mm-hmm.
Like a copycat type thing.
Well, you ain't okay. I thought that that's what you was doing for me. No, I ain't know. <That's>
Man, you should see how many things that say Toxic Thursday. Toxic Thursdays, Long Island. Toxic Thursdays, grand opening. Toxic Thursdays with DJ Disco Drew.
You can't go through your subscribers.
I'm trying to do. Let's try that. Let's see if we can do that. Let's go there. Hold on. Let's see. What do I see the subscribers?
I didn't ever even introduce y'all. Akeem, that is Alize. Oh, she on mute though. You ain't gotta unmute it. But y'all, I was just introducing y'all.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you. Pleasure to meet you. Yeah, I don't see where the where 51 subscribers. Okay. I guess that's, but I don't see where the subscribers, like individual subscribers, will be though.
Oh, you can't see all of them like that? No. That sucks.
Yep. Can't do it like that. Ain't no way, no how. Let me try this here. That's okay. I'm still able to participate in the conversation, so I'm not worried about it from that angle.
Yeah, you said you was just trying to put it up on the screen or something. Right,
exactly. So I could not just, like, once I put it up, I can have it in the library so I can refer back to it real quick.
Put the at symbol in front of it and see if that come up, at Toxic Thursdays. Okay. I don't know. I'm not too sure on how to make that.
Wait, I found it. Oh, wait. Yeah, I got one. Episode 7.
Finally. Oh, that's tonight. That's right now.
Okay. And that,
oh, wait. Yeah, I got one. Episode 7. that's tonight.
Finally. You got to turn it down, though.
I'm turning it down, and then I'm going to shoot it over to the TV screen.
Okay.
Using this phone. Hopefully that will work. Now,
so did you say you still work for the radio?
No, I had my own little thing going, like running my own station. It was, if you go to iHeartRadio and type
iHeartRadio station, yeah. You hear that, Zay?
You go to iHeartRadio, you type in DJ Fat Cat L, then you'll see, like, I would have like music playing and that kind of stuff like that.
Oh, okay, you control the spins and stuff,
right? Yeah. So, yeah.
I want to hear what y'all listening to. She over there in it too.
See, now I got it right. Let me show you how. Oh no, you can't even see it like that. I forgot.
You turn it around, I can see.
Okay, let's see.
If you're trying to show me something. Oh, yeah. Look at us on the screen.
Right. Ain't it crazy? Yep, we're right there. Yep, sure enough. You heard what happened with, I don't know if you know the gentleman, Adam, what's his name? Aaron Carter?
Oh, yeah, Aaron Carter, he died. Somebody he drowned in it, too.
That sounds like some Whitney Houston stuff. Remember, she drowned supposedly in the tub.
Drowned in the tub. So he was high and well, yeah. What? Like, what was to it?
Oh, yeah.
Who definitely drowned him? Like, what? Like, make it make sense.
Well, they were saying he was always having a battle with drugs. So they say OD'd or whatever. Mm-hmm. He just slid under the water, just like what happened with Whitney Houston. So, you know, I'm not surprised. Because he was going through it, you know.
Y'all like my shirt? Bitches is weird.
I was trying to read what it said. I couldn't even.
Oh, you should have said something.
Yeah, I couldn't see what it said. So, Elise, you performing out in clubs and you doing shows? What's up with that? You doing that?
It's Alizé.
My bad. Alizé. Oh, that's like the drink. Remember Alizé back in the day?
Yep, that's her name. I don't think she can hear us today. He say, he asked you something. What you ask her?
I was trying to ask if you was performing the shows. You doing shows out there or what? You doing shows? You got shows you performing?
Yeah, she do shows. I think the music too loud in there.
Yeah,
the
music too loud. Her music too loud.
Yeah, she got a channel too with her music and stuff on there. She do all kind of music too.
Very talented. I meant like if she be out in the, you know, has she been out in, you know, nightclubs or whatever performing?
Yeah, she got a show on the 25th in Chicago. It's the 25th, good. Right?
That's good.
Yeah, I don't think she can really hear us.
Mm. Well, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna switch it because it does like a late feedback on the TV. So I'm put the, now that I got it locked in, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it back on my basketball game, the one that came on at 10. Gotta see my game, see who playing, see what's going on with it. Somebody I spoke to.
Yeah. Oh, Mammy.
I see you. Somebody had somebody had I was talking to somebody today. They said they were in Toronto, Canada. It was a guy I was on a business call, but he said to me that Minnesota is geographically higher north than Toronto.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep. He was like, yeah, we're not the highest peak up in the north side. Actually, Minnesota is higher than, you know, when he's traveling, he has to travel north to get to Minnesota, but he's in Canada. So, okay, I didn't know that.
You can definitely tell the difference, too, when you up there, like the climate difference, the change.
Oh, yeah, I bet it's cold as I don't know what, I bet you. Oh, yeah, y'all have a bridge that go into Canada, too, right? Up that way.
The Niagara Falls. Oh well, I don't know.
No, over there in Detroit, somewhere Detroit, Chicago.
Yeah, it is something from Detroit that you can get over into Niagara Falls, or is it Canada? Oh, something like that.
That's where it goes. Okay, I know. Go to Canada. That I know for a fact.
I know it's a bridge from New York to Niagara Falls, and Detroit to Canada. Yeah, some, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, let me see who's playing right now.
I might just wait until I get up off of here because you're going to have a problem with it.
Hold on. No, I'm not going to have, you're not going to hear nothing. I'm not gonna hold on. Where am I at now? I'm in comments. Yeah, I'm not. No, you're not gonna hear the sound of the game. It's just them moving back.
Oh, I even think she had sent this music to me. Let me see.
Oh yeah, so you could play it on here.
No, let's see. I had to download it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's
yeah. If I import it ahead of time, I can play it in the stream. Mm-hmm. But if it's not imported ahead of time, then no. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah, it's funny how Instagram is owned by Facebook, and Facebook has its own rules with music. And Instagram has another set of rules. Like, you might be able to get away with playing something on Instagram, and you can't play it on Facebook. Like, all the copyright stuff and all that. It's just, that's one reason why, even though I was doing the shows online, when the broadcasting came around, that I was hesitant on Facebook because of the flags. If it's a music-based show, like, two of my guys that I put on, their music was mainstream, technically speaking. It was after they was on my show, they got put on the radio. Then my show got flagged for playing their music, which I copyright infringement. So I can't win for losing when it comes to that. I'm see what time is it.
You're getting sleepy.
Yeah, I'm about to be in my bed. Actually, I'll be 10 o'clock. This is how I'll be laying in the bed watching this game that starts at 10. This is Washington and who is that? Washington and somebody. Damn, that was a hell of a move. What is it? Washington and somebody. They're not even showing what it. Who else they playing? Oh, okay.
Oh, I could have pinned this. I didn't even think about that.
What?
Like, because I could pin comments and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can. It's the Mavericks. Okay, Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks and the Washington, whatever they call themselves now. They keep changing the name to be more correct. Oh, Wizards. I remember it used to be the Bullets way back in the day. And now the Washington Redskins is the Washington Generals, I think they call them.
Yeah, I don't really.
Yeah, well, they just try to be political.
I'm not good at all the, music.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm about to go lay down, get in my lay down position. And chill.
Okay.
And chill.
Well, good night. And I'll talk to you later. I'm glad you stopped by Sentimental Star on this Talk Thursday.
Yeah, we got a little bit in. I do appreciate it. How do I get out? Oh, right there. All right. So I'll talk to you later.
All right. Okay. Good night.
Night.
What the hell? Now, who you say hi?
Leo, brother.
Oh, okay. Hey, bro.
He can't. He doing some shit. He can't hear you, but.
Now we just want to touch on the subject of fathers need to be in the household. Yeah, they do. They don't always, you know, work out like that.
Yeah. That sounds like the pink boy from the what's the name? Sound like the pink boy from Hamilton.
I'm
man. It's warm down there.
It's about to be another storm.
For real.
Call Nicole.
I know, right?
I'm serious.
It's a storm with my name on it.
Yes. Let me find the message. Oh, the cable people had texted me and they said that it's a tropical storm letting us know that they out. Look at the name of the storm. Tropical Storm Nicole.
Ain't it bad.
You see it?
Yeah. That's crazy. I'm like,
okay.
That's crazy.
Put his face in the camera.
Hey, bro. Teddy, you had. Let's go. Anybody
want to?
What's up?
How you doing?
Sit over here, chilling. I see you. Mm-hmm. Working as usual.
Working as usual.
What is RTG? Respect the grind. That's all.
You always got all these syllables and synonyms and antonyms. I'd be like, what that mean?
Yeah, you think you'll catch it later.
Yeah, so what was the song you sent me? I just seen it right before
I
we got out.
Ooh, nah, nah, I sent the Rosé song.
Oh, okay, okay. I have to save them in the computer first before I can add them in. I'm gonna save them for next time.
Yeah.
Give me two.
Yeah, I ain't know what shit. We can have Wendy 8 and can't get that big fellowship.
Period.
Hey, Pebbles, them niggas coming up here next week, and yeah, them football players. I'm like, why? You couldn't be here. Hey, what the fuck?
Y'all have fun.
She was like, yesterday she was trying to go up there. The niggas sent her some money. But to give a motherfucker to rent a car or pay for gas, right? Sent her $250. She ain't had nobody take her. She like, man, stop. I'm like, she's back home. She like, fuck.
No, I be on the move. And all the flights have for the rest of the year. Motherfucker will not see me. Not if I got to pay for it.
Oh.
I might go to Myrtle Beach next week. I'll tell you about it later, though. We need something to talk about. We need to come up with a topic.
Bro said we gonna come out there and kick it with you, sir.
Come on. I'm gonna drop the boat. I'm finna drop the low. No, you like an hour out.
Before, he said before the new year.
Oh, okay. I'm waiting.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Y'all come down here. I got a king size bed and I got air mattress. And it's the flow in the couch.
Being that motherfucker like Chicanos.
Mm-mm. Like Cheech and Chong. More like Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. What you say, brother?
That's good.
That's
good. Okay. All
right.
Now we come down there, we finna be cooking and shit. Make some food. Make some lamb chop on the grill and shit.
All that. You know I'm down.
That's a trip I can bring Avery on, so I ain't gotta worry about it.
Yeah, and she can just be here doing whatever it is that she gonna do. Look. Whatever it is she gonna do.
Yeah. Yeah. This baby got a playlist out of this world. The baby got a dope ass playlist. He 8 years old, got a cold ass playlist.
Oh, the baby playing the music. Period. Look who his dad is.
Yeah, bro, little son over here playing the music. Voila.
That's his name, Voila.
No, me and bro, Big Lord. That's Voila.
Oh, tell him I said what's up.
Yeah, he here too.
I'm on my screen. Yeah. I don't have no topics tonight other than my own issues, and I don't want to exploit them like that. not tonight, because I've been on a rant for a week. You hear, I've been on a rant for 2 weeks straight.
You're like, fuck that shit.
I've been on a rant for 2 weeks straight, bro. Everybody. Yeah.
It's the moon.
Hey.
It's the moon.
Period.
That looks dope.
And why my eye look lazy loading the motherfucker this bad? Like, hold this motherfucker.
I'm like, what the hell?
This motherfucker look closed. Maybe it's just the light, though. The light in my eyes.
Yeah.
It still look closed.
Hey, your legs just look big right there on camera.
Thick.
You know, it look like your own thick self again, pussy. He like,
oh, eat this shit.
Slim, thick, boo.
Oh, shit.
And he's rapping in the English accent too. The baby went shy for a second. He over here rapping in the English accent. Yeah. Man, they got an accent though, like they got the whole
whoever on that rap.
That's every like the porn type. Yeah. And it's a fat Hindu lady. She was playing. I'm saying, what she just say? She said, I'm a motherfucking CEO. I ain't gonna get no. I'm like, damn, that's gangsta. Hey, so I remember Abby was listening to that song. Remember that song? She like, I'm a motherfucking CEO.
Oh, yeah. We like, girl, what you say?
Man,
they in trouble because we know all the late blows at
8. So,
that Auntie Phyllis wanna be going out of town for Thanksgiving. I wanna make egg rolls. Like all kind of egg rolls. I don't even go nowhere. I just want to have different type of egg rolls to eat.
Egg rolls. Make
it. Different type of egg rolls.
I ain't never made it before. I ain't never made egg rolls before. I used to make tamales when I was younger, but I like
it. I'm gonna get that stuff. I'm gonna get the shit. I'm gonna make them bitches. And I gotta make those sweet potato pies like I made it last year because I put it in that blender thing that Auntie got. And that motherfucker was fluffy like a fucking, like some type of. That bitch was fat, fluffy. Ooh, with that graham cracker crust, yes, Lord.
I didn't even have a day where I'm auction off all of my shoes. You gotta be like some shoe groups somewhere, like you could join the group with whatever size shoe you wear. Mm-hmm. I ain't never found nothing like that though. I be looking. Like, I need to be in the group for 10s and 11s. Because I ain't never been with these shoes in my I barely wear any shoes.
Right. Like, how? Why?
Keep them. I got new shoes in here right now. That's retarded.
Shit.
Well, I know we've been on here. I've been on here for an hour, 5 minutes. It's probably just going to be an hour today.
Hey, you just gave me like a little brother, for real. That little brother me like a motherfucker right now. He did that to me. Just little brother me.
I'm a little brother.
You are a little bro. You just little brother me, goddamn.
Well, I'm going to get off of here.
Yeah, I'll call you back regular.
It was a good show. I guess it was.
Since Miss was star, we talked a little shit. I really didn't say much like last time. We'll be back next week, fuckers.
Period. And we out.